We don't want to presuppose the outcome of the Emergencies Act inquiry, which wraps up this week in Ottawa. But if the inquiry concludes that the illegal occupation of the nation's capital did not warrant implementing the Emergencies Act, well, that raises a more important question. What was the alternative to restore order to downtown Ottawa then? Yesterday, Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland testified that the government was being pressured by the U.S. government to end the occupation in Ottawa and the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor because it was disrupting economic business on both sides of the border. That's millions and millions of dollars. It was also pretty clear that Ottawa police were completely ineffective during this whole thing, if not even sympathetic to the occupiers. Tow truck operators refused to remove the trucks that paralyzed the capital, and the Ontario government made it pretty clear that they wanted no part in enforcing the laws of the land, not Ottawa that week anyway. And most importantly, the occupationers showed no signs of dispersing. Now, look, I'm not defending the Emergencies Act itself. I think it's a poorly written and somewhat outdated document, frankly. But as flawed as it is, it appears that it may have been the only effective tool available to develop a coordinated and effective effort to end that occupation. Don't forget what happened in February. We got a pretty stark look at what anarchy looks like. And it wasn't a pretty picture. I'm Bill Kelly.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.